Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Nun Gimel, and we're going to talk about the godless of teaching Torah to others. The godless of teaching Torah to others, Talmud Torah la'achirim. And that comes up here on the bottom of Nun Gimel and Aleph, where the Gemara talks about different groups. Ravina Amar, Bnei Yehuda degalu mesechta, Bnei Yehuda that were megala mesechta, revealed mesechta. Niskaima Tarasam Biyadam, so then the Torah stayed in their hands. Bnei Galil, de lo galu mesechta, lo niskaima Tarasam Biyadam. The Bnei Galil up north that were not megala mesechta, the Torah did not last in their hands. And the Gemara continues, David gali mesechta, Shaul lo gali mesechta. David was also megala mesechta, and Shaul was not. What does that mean? David gali mesechta, ksiv be yirei echa yiruni v'yismachu. Those that see me will fear, and they will be happy. Shaul de lo gali mesechta, Shaul that was not megala mesechta, ksiv be v'chala sheyifne yarshia. And that is the difference between Shaul and David. What does it mean, gali mesechta, lo gali mesechta? So Rashi has two different pshatim here. What does that mean? Number one, gali mesechta, limdo la'acherim, kach shamati, says Rashi. Teaching others. If you teach others, then it's this kaim b'taras and biyadan. David and Melech taught others. But Gemara says, Shaul, according to this, did not teach others Torah in the way that he could have. That's number one. Number two, Rashi says, lishna achrina, the opposite. Mefarshin shmuoseyem umedaktakim b'taymo shel davar ashe misyashim miliban. It's about themselves. Analyzing and going to the depths and really understanding the Torah that they are learning. That's number two. They reveal the Masechta to themselves. The question is, do they reveal Galu Masechta to others or Galu Masechta to themselves? Those are the two different pshatim of Rashi. If you look in the Me'iri has a third pshat. The Me'iri says, La'olam ye'achacha mishtadel lahashpia chachmaso lezulaso. A person should always try to be mashpi and influence others with their chachma. Shebazel limudo miskayemu matzliach. Through that, his limud stays with him. V'huah sha'amru, and this is what it means, b'nei Yehuda degalu mesechta niskayem tamud and biyadam. Ratzalomar, shelimdo luzulasam. Rashi's first pshat. V'hu sha'amru, and he quotes the Gemara on tomorrow's daf, which we'll get to soon. V'yesh mefarshim degalu mesechta, another pshat. What is galu mesechta? Kishayu darshim barabim. When they gave drashas, Modian mikodem be'eze inyan u'be'eze mesechta heim darshim. They let people know what drasha, what topic, kedesha yargishu hashomim v'ya'ainu bedavar, so that the listeners will be able to know what the shiur was going to be about, to analyze it, to study beforehand, achi yedul hashiv, so that they could be in the sugya and they could ask questions, they could be involved. And through this, the inyan will be yotzei lamito. They'll get to the truth. And the rav that gives these marmakos beforehand and says what the topic's about is following the path of MS. Because he's not scared of having his talmidim answer and be ready for the shiur and know what he's going to talk about. So that the topic will come to be cleared up. He would cause them not to be embarrassed because they know the sugya. By the way, that's a source in the Me'iri for giving Mar Makomos before a shir, so the Talmidim know exactly what the shir is going to be on. But either way, let's talk about the first pshat of Rashi. Rashi says in the first pshat of the Me'iri, Golu Masechta means teaching Torah to others. There are many wonderful, beautiful chazals about the importance of teaching Torah to others, even starting from tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf, the Gemara says, based on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, L'chayav karukas habosem. His cheeks are like a flower bed. It may some adam asmo karugazu. If a person makes himself like an aruga, like a flower bed, shakol dashin ba, and that all trample in, ukibosim zeh shakol misbasmin ba, and like these spices that everybody becomes scented from them, so then tamud miskayim, that is tamud miskayim, you'll let everybody in, you'll cause people to, you know, smell from you, Rashi says, Mispasmi menu shemalami Torah latalmidim. So then, miskayim biyado. Vim lavein miskayim biyado. And if not, it's not going to last. If I only learn for myself, it's not going to last. That's the Gemara here in Erevin Nundal. If you look at Avodah Zara, just to mention a few, there are many. Avodah Zara and Daf Lamed Hema base. Similar, about being a spice box. Says the Gemara, L'reach shmenecha tovim, also based on a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, L'mav Talmud Chacham domeh l'tzloches shel palyatin. What Talmud Chacham is like a little bottle of a fragrance. Megula Recha Nodev. If you open it up and you focus on others, Recha Nodev, so then the scent and the aroma could waft. Rashi, Megula Recha Nodev, Hayano Tuchsev, Shemen Turak Shemecha, Kishemegalinosa, Umerikin Shmeina, when you pour it out, Klomar Kshatam Alamei Torah LaTalmidim, Oz Yesalach Hashem, so then Hashem will go out for you. Mechusa, the Gemara continues, but if it's covered, Ein Recha Nodev, then the smell is not going to go out. V'lo od ela devarim shemechusin mimenu misgalon lo. But not only that, when you reveal to others, but things that were revealed to you will be misgala to you. We'll get back to that about the Shem in a couple of minutes. But that's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, being like a spice box. The Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Mem Tas, the Gemara says there are two types of Torah. Two types of Torah. There's Torah and there's Torah's Chesed, says the Gemara, towards the bottom of Mem Tas Mabes. Mem Tas Mabes. Her mouth is open with wisdom, and Torah's chesed alashona. V'chiyish Torah shel chesed, v'chiyish Torah sheinah shel chesed. Is the Torah of chesed and Torah of not of chesed? Ela Torah lishma, zui Torah shel chesed. Shelo lishma, zui Torah sheinah shel chesed. Wamshat. Torah lishma and shelo lishma. Not defining that right now. Ika da'amri, Torah lelamda, zui Torah shel chesed. A Torah that one learns to teach others, that is Torah Shel Chesed. Shelo Lalamda, Zuhi Torah She'enel Shel Chesed. But if it's not Lalamda, that's Torah She'enel Shel Chesed. But again, Torah's Chesed is Torah in order to teach. So that's the Gemara in Sukkah. One more, the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Nun. The Gemara there says, based again on the Pasuk of Hon Va'osher Bebeso, one has riches in their house, Vitzitkaso Omedes La'ad. And their tzidkos last forever. What is that referring to? That's on the Gemara here on the bottom of Nun Amud Aleph. Ze Rav Huna Rav Chizda Chad Amar Ze Halomei Torah Umelamda. Chad Omer Ze Akosiv Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim Umash Ilon La'achirim. Okay, either way, it's helping other people learn Torah. That is Hon Va'osher Beveso. If you teach Torah, Rashi. Zalomei Torah Melamda Miskayemes Bo Hari Hon Va'osher Beveso. Tzidkaso Medes La'ad Al Shatarach La'lamed L'talmidim. Was that you are Torah have to teach others. Torah never says, it's interesting, even in the Torah itself, the Torah never formulates the mitzvah of learning Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is formulated as teaching Torah. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, discusses what are the mitzvahs? The first mitzvah is to learn Torah. In the Kotera, Rishona, Lilmod Torah. Lilmod Torah. If you look in the Minyan HaKatzar, the Rambam says the mitzvah is Lilmod Ulalamed. Lilmod Ulalamed. What's the Makar? What's the makar for teaching, for learning Torah? Makar for teaching Torah is learning Torah. There's no separate pasuk. Vishinantam levanecha. V'limadetem osam es b'neichem. Right, all these psukim are all about teaching Torah. The Rambam even starts off by saying, katan aviv, starts off the peturim. Nashim avadu b'ktanim peturim mitam ha-Torah. Avakatan aviv chayev lalamdo Torah. Shenemar, doesn't say that the person is chayev to learn Torah. Akatan is chayev to, akatan, a father is chayev to teach Torah. Shenemar, v'limadetem osam es b'neichem ledaber bam. And just like a person is chayav to teach his son, he's chayav to teach his grandson. You have to try to teach whoever you can. And then the Rama continues, and then he gets a little bit into learning Torah. Later on, halacha ches, kolish miyisrael chayav b'tama Torah. Right? This should be the first halacha. Everybody's chayav to learn Torah. Bein ani, bein asher, bein pashalem beguv, bein shabal yisurin, v'chulu, v'chulu. And he continues, chayav l'kvod lo zman l'talmud Torah b'yom v'alayla, shenemar, v'yagisa bo yom v'alayla. So that pasuk's in Yoshua. V'yagisa bo, but in the Torah, the way that the mitzvah of Talmud is formulated is by teaching Torah. And that's what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us also. Right? Lilmod ulalamed is the key. So what does it do when a person teaches Torah? What does it do? What's the gavlus of teaching Torah? We saw many chazals just now that is the apex, it's the highest level. So number one, the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Hagdama to Avas Chesed that the Torah commands 8 times via alachta bedracha the different ways. Be like Hashem. Be like Hashem. In all different ways, the Torah says that tzivui. And there are many different ways that we could be like Hashem. The Gemara in Sota, just like he is Kover Mesim, and Malbish Arumim, and Mevaker Cholim, so too we have to be. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel, Mahu Rachum, Afatohei Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Afatohei Chanun. So there are different ways that we could be like Hashem, right? This is the second to last mitzvah that the Sefer HaChinuch counts all the way at the end of the Torah, right? The last mitzvah, Mitzvah Taryag, is the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. That's the last mitzvah, but the third to last mitzvah. Second to last mitzvah is Hakel. The third to last mitzvah is being like Hashem. Tafri Yud Aleph. Shin Tavino Lasos Kol Maaseinu B'Derech HaYosher V'Ato B'Chol Kochenu U'Latos Esvareinu Be'in Asher Be'ininu Be'in Zloseinu D'Derech HaChesed V'Rachamim. But another way that the Mefarshim explained that we could be like Hashem is by teaching Torah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Hamalamei Torah La'amo Yisrael. He is the ultimate teacher of Torah. And that's what we say every morning. And that is a way that we're able to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Which is something amazing. And the fact that we act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu tremendous nachas, right? And this is emphasized by an unbelievable makar that is the basis for basically this whole topic. And that is, if you look in the Hagdama of Chassam Sofer's Tshuvas to Yerideya, he has a couple of pages called Pituchei Chosam. And there he talks about the importance of teaching Torah to others. And he starts off by talking about why did Hashem love Avram Avinu? Because he recognized him, because he was the one that started to think about and philosophize. V'lama zechiba yisera nodas la'Avram Avinu olav hashalom. Mishar avos ha'olam shekara oso amakom b'shem ohavo. Hashem calls him ohavo, right, in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu and Perek Malaf. Why? So he quotes the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says in Bereishis, ki yedativ l'man asher yitzave es banav es beso acharav v'sharmu derech Hashem. What does that mean? Harabazeh ki nifleis avas Hashem la'Avram Avinu al shalimei das es ha'am v'kervam la'avudaso, that he taught others and he was makari of them. V'hi sha'am delo yosem ikol ma'isi atov v'schus ha'nefesh asher ha'elo la'atzmo. More than anything else that he did, ki be'emez gam lefanav hayagam yichid haya yichidei skula. Because even before him, there were many yichidei skula, amazing people asher yado as Hashem v'das drachav yechpetsu u'ba'avaso yishku tamid, that were osekin avas Hashem and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi ilanu gadol mechanoch? What about man number 7 in the world? Chanoch Hashem may otsem tshukaso udvekuso b'Hashem, because of his unbelievable desire just to be connected to God. Nisparda chavila chevras arba yisodos. His physical body came apart basically, and he connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, ve'einenu ki lakacho to alukim v'lo matzino ba'Avraham Avinu olav hashalom shenizdakek afru riso kol kach. We don't find that Avraham Avinu perfected and purified himself so much like Hanoch did. The answer is he didn't. But that's not anything to his detriment. Ach lo mitzad p'chisus, and only the Chassam Sofer could say such a thing. Ach lo mitzad p'chisus v'chisar nafsho lo higi alamalazu. He didn't reach the milos of Hanoch. But that's okay, that wasn't his purpose. That's not the purpose of a human being. Lo, ki amar Avinu olav hashalom haya osek asher asa chanoch lizbodet atzmo mechevras bnei adam, his ala gam hu lios mimalach ikel. Avinu Avinu could have reached the levels of chanoch, v'asher lo asa kin, why didn't he? Because he knew what Hashem wanted. His bonein b'chachmaso ki lo be'ela chafetz Hashem, she yashlem adam es nafsho levad. It's not just about you. Ves anshe doro yashir acharov, tarbus anoshim chatoim umachisei Hashem. That's not what Hashem wants. But the fact that Avraham Avinu saw what happened to Chanoch and saw what happened to the Dor HaMabel and Dor HaFlaga, he said, it's not just about me. That's an amazing line. Tov la'adam l'ma'it b'hashlamas nafsho. It's better for a person to minimize and lessen his own self-perfection in order to bring others up and inspire others. Ki ma yitenu ma Yosef ha'adam em Yosef malach Hashem, malach echad, al alfei revavos malach echad, al mala. He'll go up one level. Okay. Halo Hashem boreu mamsi kahine v'chene chadashim lavakarim. But Hashem wants you to bring others up with you. U'mi yodea im la'iz kazos tagi l'malchus. Who knows if this is the reason you're in this world? Im chashuv, im tashuv l'kad musa, Im lo ki chavala ma'elu yiplu laben imim. V'tova letzamtzem ora ulamayit ziva yamim rabim. L'man tagi al tachlas ha'shlemus l'zdamus ha'tzura. L'yotzra. Be like Hashem and be a mashpia. L'yos ben ha'mashpiyim l'zulasa. U'lahatzil me'ora el ruach ha'seichel ha'samachla. And that's what the Torah says. V'limatem osam. Esbenechem. Esbenechem, Yilameidun. And so of Tochacha and others, all these mitzvahs relate to the fact that it's not just about me, it's about others. Hemidu Tamidam Harbe, etc. He talks a lot about this, but now skipping towards the end of the piece, he says, by Sodom, when Hashem says about Avram Avinu, should I cover up what I'm going to do to Sodom? Hamachas anime Avram Asher ani Oseh? Says the Chasam Sofer, we never find such a parallel conversation that Hashem says, I'm not sure whether to reveal it, he doesn't know. What exactly is going on here? Says the Chasam Sofer, really, Avram should have known he was a Navi. He should have known what was going on in the world above. Why didn't he? Because he didn't reach the levels, because he was busy doing God's work and being mashpi on others. Hashem says, he can't lose. Nobody can ever lose if they sacrifice for me. Kilo nimsa bishum navi hisboninos hisbonin Hashem tchila imraui laatzil olav anavua mitzad kishron masav masha nimsa avram avinu shisbonin Hashem leimar machasani me avram vhisboninos hazel lama. What is the conversation here? Lachin nirlani is daiti bevandai. If Avram Avinu was on the midrigas anavua like Chanoch and others, he would have known. It would have been natural. But Avram Avinu didn't reach that level of navua because he was busy getting the human beings to believe in God. Lo hayelo pnai liz bodeid atzmo b'machshav to ula kasher atznafsho b'madregas nevuah kazu levishu mutrat tamid b'limud atalmidim. He was busy being malamid to others. Vayadaito mu'urav bein abrios lachlisim tachas kanfei hashchina. Unbelievable. And therefore, Hashem says, you can't lose any levels of shlemus because you're busy teaching Torah to others. I will give it back to you. And Hashem automatically would give those levels back to Avram Avinu. But number one, what does teaching Torah do to me? It makes me be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem gets tremendous nachas from that. Number two, the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us teaching Torah to others gives a person life. Gives a person life. Right? Ki'ilu yilado, as if you gave birth to him. What does that mean? So the Rambam has a very strong formulation in Hilchos Rotzeach, when the Rambam talks about the halacha in Makos, that a person has to, when he goes to the Eri Miklat, his Rebbe goes with him, says the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Why did the Rebbe go with him? Says the Rambam, he formulates from the Gemara, V'chayimach. Aselo kadesh yichya. He has to go to the Eir Miklat and live there. V'chaye ba'ale chachma umivaksheha. Below Talmud, kamisa chashuvin. And somebody without their Rebbe, without somebody to learn with and from, it's like he's dead. And in the Eir Miklat, he has to live. That's why his Rebbe has to go with him. But what does that mean? It means when a Rebbe gives Torah over to a Talmud, he's giving him life. Not just physical life, obviously not, but spiritual life. Right? Remember that Gemara in B'Metzia Pedalid, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan insults Reish Lakish indirectly, and at the end, Reish Lakish dies. Rabbi Yochanan can't go on. Echad, where are you, Bar Lakisha? Where are Hechanat Bar Lakisha? Hechanat Bar Lakisha? Unbelievable Gemara. And the Mefarshim point out, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, he couldn't go on. He couldn't go on without his Chavrusa. Even though, the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachas, he lost 10 sons, and he was able to continue. Because when he didn't have his chavrusa to learn with and from, so he says that he couldn't go on, because that's life. That's life. The Maharsh Dam has a tshuva, that if you need to save, Osam al Damar Yecha, if you need to save your friend's physical life, surely a spiritual life is something that we have to make sure that we're involved in. Right? Hakim Takimimo, Hashem Asaveda, many of the Bali Musar are involved and explain this mitzvah about giving back somebody's Ruchnius, what an amazing opportunity that one has. So number one, it's being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, it's giving the person life. Number three, it's connecting every Jew to their roots. The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis discusses that the Takanos of Moshe and the Takanos of Ezra and the Moshe Rabbeinu is Misakin that they're going to have laning every 3 days. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, never go 3 days without learning Torah or hearing Torah, because what does it say? It says they went 3 days in Marav Lomatsu Mayim, and Mayim Ala Torah, and therefore they became weary. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakein Kriyas HaTorah. Asked Rav Salvechik in one of the Yartzeit Shiurim, I don't understand. What were they thirsty for? This was Mara. This was right after Kriyas Yamsuf. They didn't have the Torah yet. So what were they thirsty for? There was no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So So what were they thirsty for? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, they weren't thirsty because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They were thirsty because every Jew at root yearns and connects to Torah in the deepest of ways. That's how we connect to our Tzelem Elokim. That's how we connect to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, they were weary because they didn't connect to Torah. Now that they had Yetzias Mitzrayim, they were already God's nation, so to speak, and they didn't have Torah. And there Moshe Rabbeinu said, you have to have Torah and you have to be connected to Torah. And that's something else that a Malami Torah does. He is able to bring together every Jew's Nekudas HaKedusha, Pintel Yid, whatever one wants to call it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on that Gemara in Bava Kamma. Number three. And finally, the fourth idea to mention about Malami Torah, the Gemara in Makas Davyud, Umi Talmida Yosem Mikulam. Right, I learned a lot from my Rabbeim, even more from my colleagues. Umi Talmida Yosem Mikulam. Why? Because when you have to teach, then you know it better. Because I have to present it, I have to make it clear. I'm not going to be able to give it over unless I have clarity myself. Remember that Gemara in Brachas, that Diak in Rashi. The Gemara says in Brachas and Davav, Igra de Pirka Riata, the schar of going to a shir is running to the shir. So ask Rashi, what do you mean? What about going to the shir? You sit through the shir, so why don't you get schar for going to the shir? Why only the running? So Rashi says, well, if you don't really fully understand it, you might not get full credit for the shir. Why? What does it mean, understanding? Understanding is measured by, could you repeat it later on? Shahari rubam einam avidim lahamid agirsa v'lo marshmua mipiraban la'achar zman sheyakablu schar limud. Ultimate understanding is the ability to give it over, because when you have to give it over, it has to be clear. So when one teaches Torah, they have to have it clear in their own minds in order to be able to give it over to others. And that's another amazing feature of teaching Torah. Again, a couple of ideas about the importance of teaching Torah to others. As our Gemara says, Gali Mesechta, that is something that we all should try to do as much as we can.